things bigger in Texas. Good Lord, what was that?
Did it steal your scorecard?
Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Ball game. McAllister, after the first two got on, would end up striking out the side. And the Indians still don't have a four-game losing streak this year. They nipped their losing skid at three. And the Indians, in a big way, bomb the Texas Rangers here tonight by a final score of 12-1.
There was the big highlight out of the weekend. Also, the giant bug that apparently was invading the booth. A lot of bugs inviting. You know, the bugs weren't worked out for the tribe, though. And joining us this morning is Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, gentlemen. We're trying to find our offense. A crazy road trip. So 2-5, and only score 4 runs total in the 5 losses. And in one of the games, we scored 12 runs in the win and able to sneak out a win with only 1 run. So a very odd road trip, but, you have to look at the positive, and we're still 4.5 up, 5 in the loss column of the Tigers, 6 in the loss column to the Kansas City Royals, and the 10-game homestand coming up starting tonight, and have a chance to, play a lot better baseball, which we do at home.
Basically, we're cashing in some of those chips we earned earlier in the season when we had the long winning streak and kind of had a bit of a lead. I hear Jason Kipnis refer to it as when we shoot ourselves in the foot, at least we have a little bit of a cushion, and that's really what it comes down to right now.
Well, it does. We're feeding off that, no questions asked. We've gone a little bit accordion style here. We were as much as, 7 games up on the Detroit Tigers. That dipped all the way down to just 2 up on the Tigers, has moved back to 4.5, again, 5 in the loss column where it matters. So I think that's what we're in store for here the rest of the way, as we have, 5 weeks, 4.5 weeks left of the baseball season, and I think you're going to see it, go up and down. That's why you need to buckle up and get ready for a pennant race, and rather be sitting in first place, 5 up in the loss column, than having to chase somebody.
Well, we have those seasons near the end. We got Detroit, but also Kansas City, who is putting on a little bit of a show of their own right now.
Yeah, Kansas City's playing well, and we end our season there. As a matter of fact, we end our season with 4 in Detroit, and then the final weekend of the year is 3 in Kansas City. So those will be some big games probably as we wrap up the season. But starting right after this homestand, starting on September 9th, Friday the 9th, we will play only divisional opponents the rest of the way. So that's the way baseball designs it. So they want their divisional races to be so vitally important and impactful. So all the divisions will look like that as the season ends. So it's going to be interesting from here on forward.
Bob, Indians are back home tonight taking on the Minnesota Twins, which is always nice to be back home. But the Indians right now, I think they're, 20-some games in a row they've played without a day off. Is fatigue just a little bit of something that may be setting in here?
Well, I think there's a little bit to that, especially when we have just the way we do our roster. Terry loves a lot of guys down in the bullpen, so position player-wise, we don't have much of a bench. So, but I think there's two ways to look at that. When you play 23 straight days in a row, which will be when we're done with the Twins, that can be taxing. But everybody on the team gets in the act, so everybody gets to be involved and participate, and it keeps them sharp. So there's different ways to look at it. I just think playing 23 straight baseball games in the month of August in 90-degree heat, that does take something out of a ball player.
You mentioned, obviously, we're playing the Twins, who seem to have our number this season, but that's all I want to say about that at the moment. What can fans expect for this home series?
Well, after the Twins come in, we have National League flavor. The Miami Marlins come for the weekend, and then we get back to the American League with four against the Houston Astros. This weekend is power-packed with promotions. Friday night, Sugardale Dollar Dogs, post-game fireworks. We'll do a pregame party in the district where there'll be $2 beers. On Saturday, we'll feature Carlos Baerga jersey, back-to-back fireworks shows, another block party. And Sunday is always Key Bank Kids Fun Day.
All right, you mentioned the Marlins. We've got four pack of tickets for the September 2nd game against Miami as our prize this morning in our Tribe Talk and Trivia, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. And Bob will have the trivia question coming up next.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
726 at WEOL. Okay, Bob, this morning, what is our trivia question?
All right, trying to get the offense going. We're going to do a trivia question that focuses in on offense. So who owns the Indians' all-time best hitting streak at 31 straight games? Who owns the Indians' all-time best hitting streak at 31 straight games?
That's our question this morning, courtesy of Dale's Market in Deli. Bob, we will talk again next is Labor Day next Monday? I can't figure this out. Is that?
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it?
All right, then we're going to work on a Tuesday hookup next week, Bob. We'll get things
Sounds
together.
Sounds good. We'll talk.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
See you,
Bob
guys.
DiBiase of the Indians. Again, who owns the Indians' all-time best hitting streak at 31 games? 3-2-2-0-9-3-0. 2-4-6-0-9-3-0 is the number. 3-2-2-0-9-3-0. 2-4-6-0-9-3-0. Who owns the best hitting streak in Indians history? That is 31 games. Our question, who is it? You got to go back quite a number of years for the answer, and you'll pick up the four tickets to the Miami game on September 2nd, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli.